Hi, Tarot friends. How are you doing? Hope everything is super well and you're having a great October moving into November. This is this week's tarot forecast, and it's intense. Let's talk about this intensity. We have the couple of opportunities. We have the opportunity of generosity with the Six of Cups. We have the opportunity with rebirth and closing a chapter of our lives with the Judgment card. We have the opportunity to take new risks and move forward spontaneously and start becoming, stepping onto the road of becoming more authentic in who we are by taking those risks. We have the Six of Swords, which says there's definitely a journey of the mind, a journey of, or potentially of actual journey. But for me, this is a journey of the mind and moving around and looking at sadness, possibilities, having time for reflection, looking at, your own responsibilities as a person for what's going on inside. And we have the Four of Cups, which of course is interesting because it's a resistance to love. It's a, a pouting type of experience of I just don't want to accept what I'm being given. So we're bracketing with the cups. So we have the six and the four, and they're bracketing each on each end of this forecast, which to me is always so interesting. There's an element of us running away this week, and that's been going on for a while. Even though we have these incredible deep opportunities, I'm talking a little bit about the planets and what's going on and massive changes over the last 4 or 5 months where the energy has just really pushed us and propel us to open the door to our soul and open the door to cosmic reality and taking deeper dives into, more personal experiences of the heart and of the mind and of transformation and just kind of transcending ourselves into like being more solid as people and more in the flow of emotional fulfillment and satisfaction along with massive spiritual transformation and opportunity. It's been a massive like couple of months and good to me. It's all quality and it's really important. So this energy forecast with the bracket of these two hearts, one is this Six of Cups and one is this Four of Cups, and they're completely different energies, completely different experiences. One is full generosity, sharing from the heart with that Six of Cups, and one is refusing to experience the heart and resisting and rejecting emotion and the heart from wherever it's coming from. So what does that mean for you who are listening to this forecast and the opportunity you have this week is to step into a place of total awareness of, what do you resist from people? What do you resist that you won't accept and let in your heart? How are you telling people, I only want what I want and I want generosity and I want your love in a certain way and I'm not going to accept it in any other way? The Fool says sometimes we act silly even though we have a rebirth. The Fool says that people are trying and they have been trying to come towards us and give lovingly and kindly and open doors to new experiences, closing chapters of old paradigms, closing chapters of life pain, life, hardships. And the Fool says, well, I don't really think I need to do that. The Fool says, well, I'm just going to go and think about if I want to forgive you or think about if I want to make a new transformation. And the end result being that Four of Cups, which says, hey, I'm not going to take your love. I don't want it. I'm going to continue pouting. So this week just tells us, be mindful not to keep resentments and old shit in your heart. It really had, you really have had this possibility coming towards us to turn life pain into pleasure. It's really about closing the chapters of old experiences that we hold on to that keep us resentful, to not run away, to stand in the face of adversity and start something new. Stop fighting with the people that you love. Stop fighting with your past. Just stop fighting with holding on to being right. This is really an opportunity this week to be happy. And to step into generosity and let your fate change, let who you are change, rebuild something new. It's time for you to let go of all that stuff that's kept you in a prison that has stopped you from loving and receiving love in different ways from different people and attracting that new level of relationship that's coming. When we hold on to resentments and we don't let rebirth happen and we act silly or we act irresponsibly, like the Fool can showcase at times, where we just do whatever we want, we don't even think of the consequences, and we reject love, we resist love, you're missing the opportunity this week to just let a new shift happen in your life by letting go of the past and letting go of resentments and letting go of making anybody pay for anything they ever did in your entire life. Very big as we move, especially into the last bit of this last year. We have Scorpio in the sun. We have like the planets shifting into a depth, a deeper depth. So take advantage. Really take advantage of making sure that you change and become. Let go of this old. It's time for the shift. Have a great week, you guys.